Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation every day on the podcast, and each meditation offers a customized meditation technique focused around a specific topic that we explore throughout the entire week. So you get to meditate with a purpose where you're focusing on some aspect of your life for an entire week, using different meditation techniques to see what works best for you. And you can find all the meditations, the references, the resources, photos of the techniques that I share at my website at sipandom.com. That's sip, S-I-P, and om, O-M.com. Just look for this week's series. And while you're there, I invite you to join our free private Facebook group. And to do that, just look in the resources section of any meditation series, and you'll see a way to join the free private Facebook group. We do a weekly challenge customized around the theme of the week, and you can connect with other meditators from around the world, get inspiration, ask questions. It's like a home for the meditation part of you. In today's meditation, you're going to be guided using a breathing technique. This is for a Tuesday's meditation, and every Tuesday I share a breathing technique. And our theme for this week is embracing change. It's all about accepting and embracing changes in your life. And this can be difficult to do because for the most part, we are pretty much creatures of habit. So before I guide you into today's meditation, I want to share with you some information about change and some ways to help you manage change. And this is from an article in the Harvard Business Review, talking about managing change one day at a time. And it gives some tips about how to do this. And one of the best ways to do this is to realize that nothing really happens without a readiness to change. So you're not likely going to change until you're ready to change. And for some people, that can mean hitting rock bottom. But for yourself, maybe you don't want to wait until you hit rock bottom. So you can help yourself ease into a mindset where you're going to embrace this change. And that's what we're doing in this week's meditation series. To help you do that, it can be important to replace old habits with new ones. So, for example, in Alcoholics Anonymous, where they're helping people overcome alcohol addiction, the attendants each week serve beverage, such as coffee, to replace the drink that they may be used to consuming, which is alcohol. And many former smokers will often chew gum or use toothpicks just to have something in their mouth. So if you think about maybe some change you're going through and you consider what you could do to replace old habits or old thought patterns with new ones, maybe you're wanting to embrace change by being around people who are more supportive. Well, you could do that by consistently placing yourself near people, making plans with them, being around people who lift you up so that you can embrace these new people who are going to help you break the habit of maybe spending a little too much time with people who don't support you the most. Another suggestion is that peer support and pressure drive change. The best ways to change your behavior is to gather together with people who have a similar condition or a similar challenge as you do. And this was recognized initially in 1905 by the Boston physician Joseph Pratt. And what he saw with his tuberculosis patients was that those that had rest, fresh air, and proper nutrition, and were with others who were also fighting for their lives against tuberculosis, they improved much better than those who weren't out getting this fresh air and mingling with others who also had tuberculosis. So those are some things to think about as you go through this Embrace Change meditation series. So whatever change you are embracing or trying to embrace, consider how you could put yourself more often in circumstances where you're with like-minded people or people who are also going through a similar struggle as you are. I will say that one thing I have noticed is that while I agree that it can be really useful to connect and bond with other people who are going through a similar situation, I've also noticed that there comes a point in time where you need to branch off and do your own thing and make sure that you're with people who are already getting the result that you want. Because I have seen when I've worked with groups that sometimes the group will want to stay together and they can kind of become a little bit addicted. So replace their addiction or their challenge with another addiction or challenge. And so they'll really stay attached to the group. And when certain people will start to get better, it's almost as if they want to hold them back because they don't want to lose that person. So at some point, it's incredibly important that you break away once you're feeling stronger and feeling like you're to the point where you can branch off on your own. You're feeling as though you've recovered and you're ready to embrace this change. Get with people who are getting the results that you want, who are already doing what you want, who are already living fully in the change that you're trying to embrace. With that, bring to mind the change you're dealing with right now, you're wanting to embrace, and get ready to use a breathing technique to help you through this change. Sit up straight, hopefully in an area where you're not likely to be interrupted. Straighten your spine to help keep you nice and alert. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. We'll start at your feet and work all the way up to the top of your head. So close your eyes, and as they're closed, keep them just slightly elevated in a natural way. This will keep your thoughts uplifted. Relax your feet and your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs. Relax your hips and your stomach. Feel it soften. We hold a lot of tension in our stomachs. So when you let your stomach soften, so not suck it in, you automatically reduce tension in your body. Relax your chest and your arms. Relax your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your shoulders and your throat. Feel your neck relax. Soften your jaw. Relax your face. Rest your eyes gently closed. Very nice. Notice how you feel. See if you can breathe into and expand any areas of lingering tension. Notice your breath. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Feel your abdomen rise up just slightly as you inhale. And feel it sink back down as you exhale. Eyes gently uplifted, focusing on your breath. Very nice. Now, as you focus on your breath, I'm going to share with you a technique you can do whenever you're starting to feel a little bit of nervousness or tension or resistance as you face change. As you do this breathing technique, I'd like you to layer it with a visualization technique. So I'd like you to bring to mind an ideal situation where you are embracing the change. Visualize yourself clearly, fully accepting and embracing the change and letting go of any resistance. During the pause between the inhale and exhale, notice how you feel. Just observe yourself. No judgments, just notice. And when it feels right, exhale through your nose, releasing resistance, letting it go, releasing your breath calmly and evenly. Again, inhale through your nose, bringing your breath inward and upward, visualizing yourself fully embracing a change, feeling settled, feeling safe and secure with this change. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale and notice how you feel. Notice tension or disruptive thoughts. Just notice those. And when it feels right, exhale through your nose, releasing any resistance, any tension, letting it go. exhale nice and evenly. Spine straight, jaw, stomach, shoulders relaxed. Again, inhale through your nose, visualizing yourself, noticing the expressions on your face, who you're with, what you're wearing, what you're doing, fully embracing this change. Nice long inhale. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale and notice any remaining tension. Just observe, or any thoughts. And when it feels right, exhale through your nose, evenly, slowly, letting go of resistance. Doesn't that feel fantastic? Now sit and experience these beautiful sensations you've given yourself. Sit just to the point where you feel like you could go a little bit longer and still enjoy your meditation. Always end your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.